Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to One in the Spirit. I'm your host, Vaughn Robert. It's the Friday night hangout. What's good, my peoples? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm coming to you. I think this is show number 3 since I'm moving to my new little spot. Can you feel the comfort? I can. Well, welcome to the Friday Night Hangout, the early edition. I guess you could call it that. Well, it's actually, I told you guys that I would probably be doing, a little bit, you know, earlier. Because, you know, I don't got jobs, man. I hit licks. I volunteered to hit that lick tonight. You know. Right now, things aren't, I'm working towards something, so plus I want to keep this show moving like it's moving. I don't want to go back to the 30-minute format. I want to keep it where it's at right now. So what's up, my peoples? Happy Friday. I'd like to send a special, I talked to him early anyway, but I'm going to let you go do it in front of you guys anyway. As it is Friday, January 22nd, my one and only was born today, 23 years, Friday as a matter of fact, that my son was born today. So, Philip Anthony Hogan, happy birthday again on my show. Yeah, he's over there on the East Coast. He's in Virginia, man. They over there catching it. They getting that snow in their life. They say they're getting like 30 inches is predicted. So, yeah, happy winter to my peoples over there on the East Coast. Yeah. You know, I was over there not too long ago, not in Virginia or Washington, but I was in Buffalo a couple of weeks ago. In fact, 2 weeks ago tomorrow. Actually, 2 weeks ago now. It was 2 weeks ago right now that I got there. And I was like, when I first found out we were going to Buffalo, I was like, why are y'all going to Buffalo in January? But it was actually okay. Raining. But on the way back, we caught it on the way back. I don't think we were in Pennsylvania. I didn't even know we were in Pennsylvania. I thought we were just straight Ohio. And sure, I did fail 7th grade geography. I wasn't paying attention. Yeah. So what's good, my people? The Friday night hangout. Yeah, you know, I would like to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be about an hour today. But at the same token, what I want to do, ladies and gentlemen, I want to get this started. I want to get it rolling. You know, for anybody who knows, you know, I like to get you thinking about stuff. You know what I'm saying? This is not a religious show. It's called One in the Spirit. But this is far from religion. I do not believe God to be religion. And then whatever you're going with, God, the infinite, the universe, the absolute, go ahead and go with it. It's all the same anyway. It permeates, penetrates, and fills the inner spaces of the universe. That said, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I like to get you to talking, you know, get you to thinking aloud a certain way, but not so much me. It's the show where you're the cause, I'm the effect. It's just the way I think, so I can only surmise that whatever it is I'm saying is and shout out to the 10th, follower that I got. Welcome. You know what I'm saying? Again, but that's 10 followers. We're technically 9. The gentleman who calls in and who talks to host his me as well at where we get paid from. Tony Talks Gaming, he's put somehow or another, he's twice, so I got 9 followers. I don't know who the focus are. I'm actually kind of honest with you. I like to be like some of these other shows. I just started following, and one of my followers actually was looking at was listening to another show. As a matter of fact, I think it was Miss Tina who actually called in another blog talk show host. And I just happen to see what happens is it's like networking. If you know, because it's like I'll see who even if you don't if you're a follower on my show, and I look into what's called the dashboard, even if you don't look, I mean, even if you don't listen to my show, I can see the other shows that you all listen to, and so I go to other spaces and see, you know, some other stuff that I might like to look at, you know. Like, I don't follow the gentleman's show, but I think the name of the show on the Spiritual Power of Miss Tina, actually listens to this one a lot. It's called It's Chance Pisces. I listened to a couple of his shows. He's got a good, pretty good show. That's it. Matter of fact, you know, the funny thing is I followed a few shows and they don't actually do the shows anymore. I did do one. I was Granny Ganja. But I didn't have a lot of time to actually listen to it, so I actually don't follow that one anymore. But Granny was actually a guy. I know the show was called Granny Ganja or something like that, but, you know, I don't know who, I forget the show. I never could catch the gentleman's name, but he used to kick some knowledge. You're like, yo. It used to kick some knowledge, but you know, I didn't have time to do it. So, you know, I looked at South Human in astrology, so I was looking at another show that one of my followers was watching, and you know, I looked at they like 300 some odd episodes. I was like, I'm a little bit over 100, but compared to that, I'm a rookie. Got 200 something followers. I'm just now technically speaking, I even cracked double digits. One of them is like I said, Tony Shaw's game, and that's another one. It's all good though. I don't do it for the status. I love doing it. Don't get it twisted. I love doing this show, but it has to be about something. You know what I'm saying? It has to be purpose to it. It has to be more than me being trying to be popular or something of that nature. Now, though I do pay, because I still have the extended time on the show. Is when I first started out, it was a half hour for free. But as I do have like right now, I'm going on 10 minutes. I've been running my mouth. That would have been one-third of the show if I'd have been doing what you call it. You know, you got to just warm up. You don't just jump into stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's like you go to somebody's house and you're trying to get them to buy something or something like that. You go to their house, just start talking about something. Nobody want to hear that. You know, let's be friendly. Let's get some rapport going. You know, so I do pay for it, but I would like to be paid for it. There's a way I can be paid for this show. You know, I work that. That'll happen in due time. But there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, to be honest with you, with that free time, I could do some other stuff with the show. You see what I'm saying? We can do some things. We can get to know each other a little better, whoever you may be. But then again, one in the spirit, I'm your host, Vaughn Roberts. That means we are all one. Everything is interconnected. I probably have the shortest show description. There's the interconnectedness of all things. That's it. What else you could say? You keep saying a bunch of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I can write a bunch of stuff down, but, you know, the type of stuff, a lot of stuff I could say, but I run my mouth enough on the show, so the content is right there in the actual show, inside the show. You know, so come on and holler at your boy. Now, you guys, you know, it's the Friday Night Hangout. I call it the Sealed Edition. I'm going to have to start doing something different because I just can't keep calling it the Friday Night Hangout. You know, I don't want to number them or nothing like that. So what I'm thinking, I don't know what I'm going to do, but for one right now, this is right now, kind of experimental. You feel what I'm saying? Kind of. I don't know for sure. I have to see what the numbers say a little bit later on about this, but I didn't want to do I didn't want to do a Saturday show this week. I like the Friday thing. That's the reason I called it the Friday night. I like that Friday late, man. And, you know, as I reach goals and things of that nature, you know, outside of the show, you know, I'll be able to do that on a regular basis. But, you know, if it works at 5, you know, it works at 5. Excuse me, 6, whatever the case may be. But, you know, it's an experimental thing. But what I want to do is get to the nitty-gritty of what this show is all about. If anybody knows, let me give you a brief history on it. Going from when I first started this Friday night part of the show, before I started doing Fridays and Tuesdays, I was always on Sundays when I got consistent with it. And it was based on, the Friday show was based on, it was meant to be based on one thing. And I was talking about the Beyond the Source materials by Guy Stephen Needler, coming from the book Beyond the Source, books 1 and 2, History of God, and now I have the other book, The Origin Speaks. I think I should get his other book, too, called Avoiding Calm. I'll get that later on. But it was meant to be spoke on based on something called the Source Entity, Origin and the Source Entity. You know what I'm saying? But that kind of rolled into something else that I came across out of a dialogue called The Dialogue with the Hidden Hand with the Illuminati. And it started speaking about on the second day of correspondence on that chat room, is what it basically was. A chat room where you start talking about, is your creator the same as ours? And you start talking about the Infinite One. In the beginning was the Infinite One, the source of all. Then it started talking about the Infinite One seeking to know itself, becoming aware of itself, seeking to know itself, and the one infinite creator was born. You know, looking at it most traditionally, especially where I'm from, because, you know, y'all know my story. I used to holy roll. I ain't ashamed of it. I did it. Anyway, most traditionally, people thought about the Bible, Genesis, the first chapter, and, you know, things going on like that. And nobody ever asked that question. You know, I saw it in a book, you know, called Man's Eternal Quest. It was a thick book. It was attributed to he didn't write it. Somebody followed him around doing the, you know, there was somebody following this gentleman around. His name was Paramahansa Yogananda. And he had some people who were, he had people who would follow him around. He would travel the world giving lectures and stuff like that. And, you know, just talking about God, things of this nature. He was from India. In case you didn't, guess you don't know who this gentleman is, great yogi sage, who passed out of here in March of 1952, and he didn't actually die. What he did, he didn't actually die. What he actually did was I forget what it's called. I forget the exact word. Forgive me on that. But what he did, he just did what's called, whatever the word is, it's an 11-letter word. Forgive me, I don't mean to sound unlearned like that. But what it was, it's called a yogi's conscious earth exit, where you don't just die like somebody died in a car accident and died in your sleep. He just decided to exit his body at that time on March 7th of 1952. But the book that I read for him was called Man's Eternal Quest, and it was actually the shortest chapter in the book. The shortest chapter in the book, and it was called Who Made God? Well, when you get down to when you look at the parallel between the material of what this Friday format was actually based on, which is, again, from the materials of guy Stephen Needler, and also I don't know who wrote it. It was somebody. I think the chat room is called Above Top Secret, and it was somebody called The Hidden Hand. I don't know who it was. It was a chat room. There was a chat room thing in there. Well, recently, that's going to branch off into a whole lot of other stuff. But something just hit me like yesterday, and I felt compelled to go back into Mr. Needler's newest book that I just got back in September called The Origin Speaks. And it speaks to, well, let me give it to you like this. In his prior works, in the History of God and the Beyond the Source books 1 and 2, there is the origin, which would correspond to the dialogue with Hidden Hand of the Illuminati as being the infinite one, the beginning of all, the source of all, the infinite one, becoming aware of itself, seeking to know itself. In this case, Mr. Needler's stuff, it created the 12 source entities. Source entity one would be what we would call our creator. It created the universe that we inhabit right now, according to these writings. And it, you know, steps down and down and down. But the thing is, right now I'm going back as far as we can possibly go, as we can conceive in this plane of existence, in the human form. And I do this for a reason. I was looking at this, and I was like, you know what, I can actually use this for the Sunday show when we talk about the law of attraction. And something compelled me to look at event space again. And it was really compelling. I had read it, but it seems I missed some stuff as far as my understanding of what event space actually was. Event space, if you would, is like an event that records something. Or, let me put it to you like this, event space is something that is created, or it's an energy that's attracted to everything. Let me give you an example. Say things, everything is going according to the status quo, everything is going along smoothly. And then all of a sudden, a different possibility. To how, and I'm going to put this in our, because really, when you get down to it, even though we're talking about, you know, entities and origins and source entities and creators and stuff like that, you are nothing, these are nothing more, we are nothing more than miniatures of the same thing I'm talking about. So let's not, you know, even though the scale is out there, miniaturize that and place it in your own sphere. Because it's exactly what we're doing right now. And I was actually, you know, I'm on Facebook. Because, you know, I hit licks at night. I don't got a job, I hit licks. They send on Facebook. Now what they do now on Facebook is they send you memories of up to like 3 or 4 years of stuff that you shared, you know, you put on timeline, that you posted, things of this nature. And on the day that you did that, they'll actually send another stuff back to you. So, actually, I saw something today that I shared a year ago that I actually shared and I didn't actually go back and read it. A lot of times I'll put some stuff on Facebook. I'll be going through my timeline and some stuff. I attract some good stuff on my line. Just put it to you that way. But I put it up. I'll share it so that I can go back to my page and I can look at it later on. This wasn't the case. I didn't actually read this one, but what it basically speaks to, for you to even incarnate into this plane of existence, you had to be a master manifester. A master manifester. Why I'm going into that, because, you know, I talk about that type of stuff on the Sunday show with the Law of Attraction, you know what I'm saying? To be in your deepest desires, whether you know it or not, is what manifests in your reality, or what creates our reality, things of this nature. That said, ladies and gentlemen, to be a master manifester, to get into this plane of existence in the first place, you didn't just, you know, your parents didn't have, it's cause and effect, your parents didn't have sex, and your name is whatever, and you were born, all that stuff has it's a little bit more complex than that, I would like to say. Now, what I'm talking about in space is, well, it's twofold, actually. If you think about it, when I talked about the origin as well, but the infinite one / the origin, let me start putting it that way. I'm talking to you about two things that came. I didn't look for them. They came to me. You feel me? One thing was, you know, like a friend of mine handed me the dialogue, and when I was in, handed me a printout of the dialogue with Hitler and Illuminati when I was in Hawaii. And another one, the book just jumped off the shelf and was in my hand. Y'all know how I get down. I don't make this stuff up. That's just what it's called. I'm going to call it the Infinite One / the Origin. Now, they were actually becoming aware, seeking to know itself. Now, that means you became self-aware because you're looking to know yourself. Now, there is a way that these things, you know, shake down. Now, if you really start to think about it, look at humanity right now. If you're paying attention, and if you're hearing my voice, I'm pretty sure, you know what I'm saying, I would be willing to bet you dollar for donuts that you understand what it is I'm actually talking about. So to a degree, if not ourselves, we start to look out and see others. I mean, we start to see there's a mass awakening going on the planet. You know what I'm saying? If you pay attention to it. Not judge it, but just simply pay attention. And when I was a kid, and I was holy rolling, I remember we used to end the service. The pastor used to say, watch, fast, and pray. I understood fasting at a young age. I understood prayer. I used to always, what are you watching? You know what I'm saying? Now I understand that. Some 30-some-odd years later, I understand that watch thing. And here's the funny thing. The first lesson I ever learned in a church was Matthew 7:1. Judge not that you be not judged. That's actually what it means, watch. In other words, don't get too involved with it. Be in the world, but not of the world, because everything that's going on out there. That said, ladies and gentlemen, it's like, you know, if you understand how things were done, you'll understand this. I know there's some elaborate stuff I'm going to be going into, you know. Gonna be some shocking stuff, but if you understand this, it was only ever done once. And I mean that to say this: if you look at the greater majority of things, you take a hand. If you take 10, let's take it, call it 5. Just keep it simple. You can take 5 things, ladies and gentlemen, 5, and they're all different arenas of stuff. And you look at the core of them, you'll see that all 5 of them pretty much match each other up. It might look a little bit different, but the base core of them are all, it's like network marketing. They say do the work once and keep on getting paid for it. I don't understand why they won't. Anyway. But you feel what I'm saying? It's basically been done. So if you understand what has been done, that I want to call it the highest level, the earliest level, it is a repeating pattern that keeps on doing what it's doing. You feel me? That is a repeating pattern. Everything. You know, it came to me a couple of weeks ago. I was just, you know, it just dropped in on me like a visitor. Might be doing something all of a sudden. I'm thinking about something else. It's like somebody comes in and speaks into my ear. When you think about when I'm talking about cyclicity and everything being the same and all that kind of stuff, oneness. If you look at that, was some stuff that I got onto my man's involved my Melchizedek. It's about 4 or 5 years ago. I was hanging out with the great Dr. Melissa Saladin when I got into astrology and things of this nature. All of that stuff, man. He was talking about the fire ratio, the bones and everything. They keep repeating themselves. It's basically telling you the same thing. It's all one. There's no difference. It just looks that way. That is a simple, everything that you see, it looks different in form. But basically, ladies and gentlemen, it is it's basically the same. It's an illusion. It's basically the same thing. That one thing, incalculable thing that we can't actually even comprehend, that we've made, that we've codified, so that we can try to comprehend that which is incomprehensible. It's shaped itself so many ways that we don't even understand. You know what I'm saying? It shaped itself so many ways. Let me get up on the key real quick to keep the palette wet. You see what I'm saying? Keep the pattern. It shaped itself so many different ways, but it's still the same thing. Now that right now, if that don't cause you to pause, something looks different and different, but it's the same thing. Oh my God, that is gracious, man. I mean, that's some beauty for you right there. But the thing is, let me go back to what we were talking about. What I'm talking about, the awakening. The awakening is where everything is status quo. It's like Solomon said, in the book of Ecclesiastes, everything keeps coming around. There's nothing new under the sun. That's technically no longer the case, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because people around us are waking up right now. Now, it happens with event space. I'm going two places with them. I'm kind of like on the law of attraction, but I'm gonna go back on. It's gonna make sense in a few seconds. It's gonna make sense in a few seconds. Now, as you start to awaken and you get away from that cycle, what might call the cycle of incarnation, you start to wake up. Oh, I won't do that no more. Now, event space is actually. Now event space is actually being it, and you're actually doing it. I'm actually doing this. Event space, when those things that the possibilities of the possibilities, which we didn't even have a clue about, we just now becoming aware of these things that we are aware of. Those actually create, in a sense, what one might call parallel realities. You know what I'm saying? The possibility, you might not even make that decision to go left on the fork. But because you became aware, which is you became conscious to an extent, but because you did that, because you did that, all of a sudden, I mean, come on, what I'm talking about is an event space has formed because of the possibilities of the things that you can, you and I do. We've been doing it all the time, though. Again, it's like the law of attraction type of stuff. That's one point. Now, here's where I'm going to go as it pertains to what the Friday Night Hangout is really about. In what one might call past times, which according to, I mean, if you understand it, he who controls the past controls the future, but he who controls the present controls the past. Now, if we understand, I'm going to give it to you another way in a minute, but if we understand that nothing new is under the sun, even though we're going a different way right now, where we're in the present right now, right? So if we understand that we are going, if we understand how things were done in the past, we start to understand these things and understand the core meaning of them, or the process of the rawness of it, if you would, the godliness of it, if you would, then you can understand what's actually going on right now without anybody actually having to tell it to you from an outward perspective, more than you actually start to understand what's going on within you. You recognize it more than you recognize your own mother, than a child recognizes his mother. That's it, right? That said, where I'm going right now, I don't know why this subject just dogs me. It was going to come around anyway. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this in a linear fashion. I would like to get to, I'm not going to get to it right now, maybe just a little bit. I'm not going to get to it right now, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to start talking about the fallen angels and / the Nephilim Anunnaki story, the creation of mankind. Because some stuff didn't make sense with that with me, I'm being honest with you. Now, it's like in Genesis, they say angels came down and started sleeping with the daughters of men. In other words, having sex with women because they lusted after them. Lust is a physical problem. I might be wrong. I haven't come across it, but as far as I know, lust is a physical condition, a human condition. What's the angels got to do with that? Or, more aptly, ladies and gentlemen, what about if, you know, because you know the apocalypse means the raising of the veil. So what about if what we were told, not what we studied, but we've been getting fed, and what about we just misinterpreted what somebody told us? I don't like to really say lie because it's us. We did it to ourselves collectively. Like a gentleman said, I like to say this a lot. We're nothing more than prisoners of our own perfection. Whatever condition we found ourselves in, we were in that condition. You feel me? We were in that condition of our own accord. You feel me? So it served its purpose. You know, there's no mistakes made. You know, whatever choice you make, you know, right now, whatever you are right now, is nothing more than what you are right now is nothing more than than an accumulation of the choices that we make over a period of time. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Individually, then collectively, we put in what we do individually contributes to the collective. And the collective is what you actually see. I'm trying to tell you, it's a good story. But where I would like to go, you know, right now you're in a physical body. But then again, if you know, I say this on the Sunday show all the time, you are not the physical body. The eye is not the physical body. The physical body is something which the eye uses to carry out its purposes. I say its purposes, excuse me. I might have sounded like I said his, but I ain't going to do that. Its purposes. The eye is not the physical body. I mean, it's not the mind. The mind is something with which the eye uses to plan, think, and reason. So it's like a remote control type of thing. We're not these bodies. That's what this means when it says, be not in the body, be in the world, but not of the world. That means it's like in the Matrix or in Avatar, where you go and when you're going and you try to you in something, but you're not in it. You see what I'm saying? It's like a remote. You're in there. These bodies. I started thinking that this past week. I'm like, yo, you know, I am not this body. I'm actually inside of this body. I started to actually realize that. That's a powerful thing right there. But you start to see a lot of things you're concerned about, a lot of things you feared, start to fall away. Knowing that you are, I started this off with saying this earlier this show, you have to be a master manifester to actually get in this plane of existence. So how does that tie in with the angels and stuff like that? I'm going to tell you how. Firstly, if you look at it from the Nephilim Anunnaki side, and I know it sounds wild, but you know that's what the Friday night hangout is about. It's about that wild stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say get somewhere, get comfortable. You know, especially because it's winter. Especially if you're on the East Coast, them kids over there getting it. My son told me, I talked to him earlier, it's snowing like a mug over here. I looked outside, I was like, man, the sun's shining over here. And I'm in Detroit. So, you know, it is what it is. Enjoy that. But, you know, the Friday night hangout is about that, you know, get there. I ain't just going to hit you with that old, you know, the status quo stuff. I'm going to talk to you about, in a sense, because it just kept dogging me. I'll be honest with you. I'm like, I didn't know the angle that I should actually, you know, I was going to actually manifest yourself, but, you know, it did. It found me. You know, I told you, if I want something, it's going to catch me. So what I was doing, if you look at it from the Anunnaki side, they talk about how the human body was engineered to be slaves and stuff like that. Now, but the thing is, you talk about the Nephilim, they talk about the sixth chapter of Genesis, I believe it is. We're talking about the angels came to sleep with women and giants were born. See, there's a connectivity there. You're talking about the human body being created, and you're talking about coming to sleep with women. Where did they get sperm from? This is my question. See, hold up, bruh. You feel what I'm saying? It had to be something there. Oh, I'm just gonna go impregnate some chicks. Well, where you gonna get the sperm from, my dude? Where you get that from? That's all I'm saying. I ain't saying either way. I ain't no biologist or nothing like that, but, you know, hey, I'm throwing the monkey bones. Monkey bones look kind of strange on that one, my dude. I don't know. Something ain't right. You know, you just like when you taste some food, you're like, yo, you know, it's missing a little something. I can't put my finger on it, but something ain't really right with that one, my dude. But nobody ever says nothing about that. That's just why this show exists. This is the show when you're the cause, I'm the effect. I'm glad to be of service because, you know, I'm that dude sitting around thinking it. Yeah, you know, I told y'all I used to hit them trees, man. You know what I'm saying? I was that dude be like,
oh, why the planet's there? Why wasn't that dude trying to be like something I wasn't? I would actually do it and just start pacing and start thinking. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had to rehab. I just like, didn't want to do it no more. Like, I'm good. Been over a year now. That in and of itself, that's an amazing feat for me. But that's what it was. But nobody ever sits and thinks about these things. It's just right there in front of you. Nobody even questions it. I remember one time I was in church, and I was going to a last traditional church I was going to. I had saw something in the Bible. I was reading, you know, I told you guys I would go to Sunday school. There was one book of the Bible, one chapter a week. That's what really got me to go to that church. And I remember we went from Genesis to Revelation to Exodus. This over a period of a couple of years. It's only one chapter a week, right? But I had read ahead, like when we were still in Genesis, though. And I'm looking at Exodus. I'm reading through myself, and it stopped me dead in my tracks. I never forget this. You know, see, you know the story in Exodus where you know God told Moses to go tell Pharaoh, you know, hey, look. Go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. I'm a harden his heart, but go tell him I tell him that there anyway. So, you know, Moses was going back and forth. Like, you know, I don't really go get, you know, like, he got to a point to me, I got the sense in the Bible, like, God was talking about, look, now, I told you, you better go and go do what I tell you to do. that's just my view on the game. But I got to the point where Moses was actually going to do what he was going to do. And they stopped for the night. And the script says, this is the 4th chapter, 24th verse, I never forget this. And the Spirit of God swept down and sought to kill Moses. So I'm like, I mean, this stopped me in my tracks. Because, you know, being me who I am, you made me who I am anyway. It is what it is. I'm like, didn't you just tell him to go kill, now you finna kill him? Why are you finna kill him? I remember that. Like, I remember this is my exact words. Like, well, why are you about to hit Moses? I literally got back up. I was like, well, why are you about to hit Moses? You just told him, go do. It had to be some of the circumstances, basically, I think. Because it had to be, because the wife broke out with a bone knife, started cutting foreskins off kids. Like, damn, it's all bad. But I remember when we finally got to that point in Sunday school, I was waiting on it. And I looked up, and then nobody batted an eye when we read that. I was like, nobody catch that. Just told me to go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. He was chosen. The Spirit of the Lord swooped down and sought to kill Moses. Ain't nobody thought nothing about it. These are the things I'm telling you. Nobody thinks about these things, man. This is why right now the apocalypse means the lifting of the veil or the making known of the hidden, if you will. However you're going about that, that's what it means. To do those type of things, ladies and gentlemen. So, if you think about it, there's a connectivity there, even though there's two avenues. You got the fallen angels, as spoken of basically in the book of Enoch. Because the whole Anunnaki story, I got the gist of that story. Basically, though I had read a couple of Zechariah Sitchin's books, I got the gist of that story from the Lost Book of Enki. By Zechariah Sitchin. But now, you know how I do. Books just jumped off the shelf. It was in my hand. I was like, okay, thank you. But for some reason, when I had that book in my hand, just as clear as I'm talking to you almost right now, ladies and gentlemen, something just kept saying, I hadn't read the book. Something just kept saying to me, the Book of Enoch, the Book of Enoch, the Book of Enoch. Biggest two God. So, you know, I don't know what was what. You feel me? So,
So basically, you know, it was like there's a connectivity there. Because you know what? They speak of the Nephilim. They say they came down, and this is in the book of Enki. It was Marduk and his cap, his people. They was on Mars. They was out having a good old time. They had my man out in the outpost on Mars, right? So he took him and his boy. He's like, look, now, I'm tired of these. You know, we gonna get these women, gonna make them my wives, and that's gonna be it. But I ain't gonna be the only one doing it now, because y'all, we gonna all do it, we gotta do it. So they went and did that. So then they started to have kids. It's a pretty good story, man. They had it on audio. I play it on the show. But they, you know, it was a great book. I mean, you have to get past because the writing is kind of backwards a little bit. It's like it's almost like Yoda speaking. Yoda from Star Wars. But now, then you start getting into the angel side. They say the angels came down. So what exactly is an angel, ladies and gentlemen? Because, you know, there's a connectivity there to something I noticed studying the esoteric writing that I like most recently out of esoteric astrology. Well, I was noticing the fall, and it's not necessarily a fall. It's more of a descent into matter. You see what I'm saying? If you go for the story these people have put out there, you're like, I don't know. Something ain't right with that. Because think about it. Okay, a third of the angels got thrown out of heaven. What did you get through to? You got through to the ground? I mean, well, how did that work? You know what I'm saying? So you down here, then you got the Adam and Eve thing. You talking about the fall of man. That's two falls. It's a lot of people falling. It's a lot of stuff falling. You really get down to it. You feel me? It's a lot of stuff falling. Stuff that's just like, yo, it's about to fall. Okay, the earth's going to catch you. Now, what if, now we're talking about now, you get down to it. In my view, Genesis, the first chapter, I did not notice this. Genesis, the first chapter, is actually speaking to us in our mother's womb. That might be a tall stretch for some people, but let me make my case, if you would. Think about it. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was above the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. Put a pen right there. And there was light. Now, next day with the firmament, I forget the third day, the fourth day, the sun and the moon were actually made, and the stars. Because, you know, if you look at the first 3 days, according to Scripture, and it was night and it was day. It was night and it was day. And then that was the first day. That was the second day. That was the third day. Then on day four, the sun, the larger the light, and the moon, the lesser of the light, to rule the day and rule the night. So if now, looking at it from that perspective, the sun and the moon were made to the fourth day. What exactly were you, if you say, like the old church used to say, the rising of the sun and the setting of the same. That's old church. Y'all don't know about that. The rising of the sun and the setting of the same. What were you measuring those first 3 days by? I'll leave that to you. I don't call it a lie. I just simply think that our interpretation was off. It's simply that. Our interpretation of it was off. You accepted somebody else's interpretation from without you, from outside of you, instead of doing what Jesus was actually telling us, and that's just go within.
Those answers are right there, laying right in you. Matter of fact, they're in your DNA, waiting to be unraveled. Come on, let the show say amen. I'm not religious. I'm playing around. I'm just like always doing that. He's going to get struck. Yeah. Strike me with money, I'll tell you that. But hit your boy with them chips. I'll tell you what, now, you're going to be striking somebody. So go back to that thing, though, ladies and gentlemen. Go back to that thing right there. Now, what are we talking about right there? We're talking about what? Being in the human body. Remember, the body, the physical body, is the eye is not the physical body. What are we even in this plane of existence for? And I'm gonna throw one at you, and I'm gonna let it go to the next time. I just want to set you up to get you started. Now, what about instead of there being two falls? How about I'm not saying this for sure. I'm just you know, I'm gonna hit you with that what if thing. Let you go with what you go with. What if two fall, the fallen angels and the fall of man, what if those were one and the same? What if you are angels incarnate? I'm angel incarnate. There's technically a way to get to that, but I'm going to let it go for right now. But we want to get that. I'm going to research that a little bit more, and we're going to pick that up next Friday. On the Friday night hangout. I'm going to set you up a little bit real quick. Now, whether I'll be back at 6 or whether I'll be back at 11 again next week, that's a matter of another, that's another matter right there, depending on if I'm hitting that lick or not. I don't know. I got to keep the gravy train rolling. You know how it is. Oh, I see I have a caller. Let me go ahead and open that call, open the phones up before I let it go real quick. Leave that solo game show. Hello and welcome to One in the Spirit. I'm your host, Von Robert. This is Tony Talk Game.
What up?
What up? Are you on the floor, Tony?
Yeah. You know I had a listener.
Yeah, what show you what machine you working?
Steady.
30?
Yeah, I'm on 30.
That's what's up. Hey, thanks for calling in, my friend. Any questions, comments, anything in this nature?
Hopefully I can get the right time this weekend for around the controller.
Yeah, that'll actually work out real good. Ladies and gentlemen, they're just going to snitch on the homie. The homie, he was on the show last Friday. He told me to be on there, be on the show at 1:30. They start the show early on. I got about 5 minutes in the game, but it's okay. I got on. So what time? What time do you gonna be tomorrow?
Tomorrow it's gonna be 12:30.
Okay, 12:30 come on that. I'm there for you, Jerry. For you gamers out there who are talking right now, go ahead and take Tony Talk Game on Log Talk Radio. 12:30 come on back. I got this one coming up. 12:30 come on. Like that night. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and close it out. I'll catch you in a little bit, man.
All right.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, y'all can see what it sounds like where I hit licks at. I don't got a job, man. I hit licks. Anyway, I'm going to let it go for right now, but we're going to pick that back up. That's a lot of stuff that's been coming at me from that perspective. We're going to flip. I don't know, call it flip-flop, but it'll all make sense to you. Actually, you guys are the ones who actually, you know, caused me to do this. You're the cause. I'm the effect. I just went where we felt natural. Yeah. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Join me on Sunday at 11:30 on One in the Spirit. That's Law of Attraction. Excuse me, 11 o'clock. Excuse me, 11 o'clock. That's Law of Attraction Day. That'll be 11 o'clock. And go to www.blogtalkradio.com/oneinthespirit. That'll be the O-N-E variety of One in the Spirit, not the number one. And listen, take a look and listen to any of the archive shows, anything of that nature. And if you like it, if you're listening, there's a great deal of you guys who listen. A great deal of you guys who listen live, but you click the link. Some people are, they don't want to talk. I understand. I appreciate, call in, just say hello, whatever the case may be. Got some questions, comments. I don't argue with people, though. Let me just make that clear. I'm beginning to know debate. We can have discussion. We're beginning to know debates, though. You can call in the call-in number. You can click the link. Or you click that link, or you can either call in. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to have a comment, is 646-787-1879. Say again, 646-787-1879. That's the call-in number. I can see you, like Tony talked to me. I can see you right there in my switchboard, and I can click you on and let you speak. But you can also click the link that I share before and a couple of times during the show as well. But also you can listen to it if you missed it, and you can go ahead and listen to it archived. Again, that'll be www.blogtalkradio.com/oneinthespirit. That is the O-N-E variety of One in the Spirit. Until Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you're on the Eastern Standard Time over there in the East Coast, stay warm, buddy. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Vaughn Robert, chucking them deuces. One.